keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is The Burt Show.
So Cassie made me rethink something the other day. And at the time we were talking about it, I said it and I'll say it again, that I think when there are some businesses that play on your emotions, and those are the businesses that are a racket, right? Weddings, for instance, what a racket. The amount of money that people are making on weddings, because it's supposed to be your most special day. And death is another one. It, to me, is a racket for what they charge from funeral costs and stuff like that. Everybody's all wrapped up in, oh, but this is the last time we're going to get to say goodbye. And it's very emotional. So the costs around a funeral are crazy.
I'm torn because I feel like this is a racket, but they also do so much good. So it's like infertility clinics. Because they're playing, like, there's so much emotion involved and it's so expensive. And depending on which, some places are going to take, like, really good care of you, and other places are going to prey on your vulnerability and just suck you dry, trying to get you to spend every penny you can to start a family.
All right. With that, I will ask Cassie to rediscuss the urn that you just got, which was beautiful, beautiful urn for your mom.
It was. So we were looking, and the ones you could buy, and I got to give props to the funeral home director. He's like, we have ones you can buy through our website, but they're very expensive. And they were like $500 or $600.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
They were beautiful, very ornate pieces, but I'm like, you know, sorry, mom. You're not going to be, this is for the family. You're not aware as the dead person what kind of vessel you're in. But still, I take that into account. So we got one handmade by a potter, and it was like $250.
That's a lot.
But to be fair, it is like, you're doing it from hand. It's not like it's mass produced, and it was a piece of art. So I was like, all right, $250 for a piece of art that will also be my mom's final resting place. I feel good with that, but that still feels like a lot. Plus, you have to pay for the cremation and the box for the cremation and all that on top of it. And we haven't even gotten to the memorial service. We haven't even gotten to buying or renting the plot, which I just found out in some countries, your plot that you are buried in, you only have for 99 years. And then they recycle it for someone else.
Oh, really?
Some countries like Germany, it was 30 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird. So you're shelling out all this cash for someone who is not really even experiencing it. I get it's for the families, but like, it could drive you into some hella debt.
So this is where you started getting in my head. So Cassie sent the picture of the urn that she got for her mom, which is really, really beautiful. Very touching and very beautiful. My dad and I had a very different relationship than Cassie and her mom, right? So it's a very, very long story, but it was a complicated relationship. Cut me off for many, many years. It's a whole thing, right? I did take care of him his last 6 months, and we became very close while he was going through cancer and dementia, and it ended up like a Hollywood storybook movie, right? It was really, really touching and really, really great. But when it was time for me to pony up money for an urn, the number that they quoted me, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And this was obviously, and I did everything I could financially and emotionally to help my dad in that last year, man. So when they hit me with that price of the urn, I'm like, he was like 4'10" by the time he passed away. And I literally asked while we were there, I said, so if Shaq passes away, and you put him in his ashes in an urn, are you charging me the same for Shaq as you are for my 4'10" dad? And they said yes. That's where they lost it. So as it stands right now, my dad's ashes are in a cardboard cylinder in my closet with like a velvet rope that, or a velvet, what's the word I'm like, package.
Oh, like a duster bag?
It's almost like a duster bag. Yeah, that ties at the top.
Uh-huh. So he looks like a bottle of Crown Royal.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, right? And to be totally honest with you, I've told this story before. It's really going to make me look like an a-hole. After it took me weeks and weeks and weeks, I had forgotten that he was even there. And it took for them to give me a call and go, hey, just want to let you know your dad's ashes are still here. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then I forgot. And then they called me back. And that's when I found out they can keep the ashes for like 30 years or something like that. Something ridiculous. But I'm like, okay, I'll go pick them up because it's right up the street. So I get my dad's ashes. I put them in the trunk of the car, and then I forgot about them there also. And as I'm driving around the following day, I hear clunks in the back of my car. Every time I do a left turn, clank. Every time I do a right turn, clank. I'm like, what's back there? I didn't play basketball. I didn't play softball. Open up the trunk. Oh, it's my dad's ashes just going back and forth in the trunk right there. That's how close we were. So right now he is sitting in my closet in that cardboard urn that cost me a couple of bucks. But when I saw yours, I'm like, you know what? All right, maybe, you know what? Maybe I should do something.
Is it time for an upgrade?
Here's what I didn't know. And maybe it's my naivete. I didn't realize, and maybe some of you guys have done this, and maybe I'm just out of touch. I didn't realize you could get the ashes and then just go to Amazon and buy an urn.
Yeah, that's what the funeral director told us to do.
I didn't know you could do that. I thought, for whatever reason, I thought the only places you could get urns were at... with the mortician.
Oh, dude, ours is from Etsy.
It is?
I ordered it through Etsy. Uh-huh.
So I was looking at the prices of them today. They're like, these aren't bad. There's a $75 one.
All right.
There's an $85
And you can prime it?
And I can prime it. Free delivery between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
I had no idea until this morning that you could buy urns online. So you could save yourself a ton of cash. Did you know that?
Well, I mean, I just assumed. I thought everything was on Amazon.
Yeah.
What can't you get on Amazon?
Oh, dignity and respect.
Can you get a casket?
Oh, I bet you could.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. I'm putting it in.
Okay.
That's wild. Casket for humans. Yes, you can. You can. Get a casket on Amazon.
That's cheap, too. $1,200 for that first one for a casket.
Bart, if you're listening, I'd have that house spick and span today.
Seriously. So if you're getting an urn then it would be my responsibility to take the ashes and take them out of cardboard urn and put them into $70 urn.
See, what we did, though, is that's why we left the ashes at the crematorium and we brought them the urn so that they could do the transfer because there would be nothing worse. We all know what sand and dust looks like. There's that little like flume, and then having to get out in a hand vac and vacuum up your deceased loved one.
Yep.
And then do you throw it in the garbage or do you toss it in the urn with the rest of the dust bunnies that are in the vacuum?
Right.
But they should be in a baggie in the urn, like not just open. Cause like,
that's true.
Yeah, because
never opened it.
My dad's in a box, so we got like a nice wooden box or whatever, and we just got our dog's ashes back. And I opened it up, and there's like it's in a bag inside the box.
So I wouldn't have to physically put the ashes from one into the other; it's just transferring a bag.
I don't think. Yeah, it's not like a science project where you have to get a funnel. And you're like funneling your
picture, and you finding like Hollis's beer funnel, taking Fred into the new urn.
I feel like if you open that cardboard cylinder. You have, like, there's going to be like a plastic baggie or something with his actual ashes in it.
If you don't record yourself saying, "What's in the box?" and you open it, you lost life.
Haley, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show.
Hey, so Walmart is actually a huge distributor of caskets, and you can get them wholesale there too. A lot of funeral homes actually get their caskets from Walmart.
Wholesale, you say? Dude, y'all, there's a camo casket.
Really?
Who are you hiding from, Jesus? Like,
you can get NASCAR caskets. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. My dad was cremated, but he was a big Duke Blue Devil fan, and he's in a box with a big Duke.
Is that right?
On there, okay. Yeah?
I had no idea, man. Just out of touch.
This is the Bert Show.
We're going to get Nicole on here, our listener who is feeling a little insecure right now about a new neighbor. We'll get into that in just a second. Are you, Cassie, allowed to talk about the stuff you were just talking about off the air?
Yeah.
About all this nonsense still going on?
Yeah, I can talk about it sort of in general terms. So we're still dealing, a quick recap for new people. Last April, not this past one, April 2024, we had five trees fall in the house. One went through the roof. We've been having problems with insurance. They've been ignoring us, not responding to emails, refusing to pay out. So we've kind of been battling with them. And then last September, we moved into an RV in my driveway because we just, I mean, renting a place fully furnished was going to cost a few thousand dollars a month. And we just can't do that because we still have to pay our regular mortgage, which the mortgage just went up because taxes went up. So we're paying $300 more a month now on our mortgage for a house we can't live in, which sucks. But we lost a lot of the stuff in the house. It's fine. It's just material possessions, but it's been a really draining battle. And then when we got back from my mom passing away and our vacation after that, we found out there was even more damage that hadn't been caught previously. So we're just, you know, we're going in to, through insurance again with this, and they're figuring out, is it a second claim or the same as the first claim? This was after they ignored that for 2 weeks. They keep trying to spring surprise inspections on us. They're not talking to our lawyers. They're calling us at, like, Sunday night, being like, we'll be there tomorrow morning at 10. And we're like, that's not how this works. It's just been a nonsense battle. So if you're going through a battle with insurance, I feel your pain. So hopefully there's an end in sight. We don't see it yet, but our contractor and everyone's like, we think it's going to speed up a little bit more now. So it's been almost a year and 5 months.
And the county's coming after you for some water bill also?
Oh, yeah. There was like a separate water main break. And they're like, here, it's like $3,000. And we're like, but we didn't
even live there, right?
And thank God we had the contractor because he found it because it was a buried pipe. So we would have never found it otherwise.
Bless your little heart, man.
It's just been insane. But there are people out there with worse lives. And so I'm sorry for your worst life. But thank you for making me feel better about mine.
So just to let you know, if you need somebody to go set up shop in front of your insurance company's office, I will bring two folding chairs, like my camper chairs, some cocktails, some beverages, and a sign that says, I've been out of my house for X amount of months thanks to this crappy insurance company. Wow. And we can sit there and just, you know, have like a little girls' afternoon. And we can do that until they finally take care of business.
And I've had
love that.
I've had a pitchfork in my closet I've been wanting to bring out for a while. So this would be great for me too.
At one point, didn't we do a country song about your life because it was so bad?
Yes, we did.
Okay, maybe it's time to do another one. Maybe it's a sequel. I'm serious. I mean, there's so much more has happened since then. I think maybe it's time to do a second one.
Oh my God, it's been insane. Seriously.
All right, Nicole here is feeling a little insecure about the hottie that has just moved in next door. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You've got that tone in your voice like that's the tail between the legs if you're a dog.
That's true.
What's going on?
Oh, well, okay. So I travel a lot for work. I'm gone, you know, sometimes 4 or 5 days a week. And my husband works from home and everything's always been fine. We've been married for 3 years now. And a couple of weeks ago, this new neighbor moves in next door, and guys, she is gorgeous, like jaw-dropping Instagram yoga, you know, influencer model energy. And ever since she moved in, my husband is suddenly caring what he looks like again. Like, he's shaving on weekdays, he's putting on cologne before he takes out the trash. And I mean, we've met her once, and she's sweet, you know, she's kind of flirty. And when I asked what she does for work, she got weirdly vague about it. She was like, oh, I dabble in some things online. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Does she also like to dance perhaps?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not saying she's doing anything wrong, but you know, I need some peace of mind. I just, it's sketchy to me. I don't know. I just don't want to come home from a work trip and find out my marriage turned into a Hallmark movie, except I'm the one who's getting left in this case.
Yeah, no, those movies aren't on Hallmark. You're on a different channel.
You're on Lifetime, but except you're the angry wife who's murdered the mistress.
Okay, let's add a little logic here for just a second. First of all, did you say he's putting cologne on before he takes the trash out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
There's no reason. I mean, I'm telling you, he works from home. There's no reason for him to look a certain way, smell a certain way. Like, I'm not even there half the week, you know?
Hold on one sec, because here's where the logic part comes in. So you asked us to do a background check. What is that going to change? I mean, she's still going to be hot. She's still going to be flirty. I mean, she's still going to be living next door to you unless she's renting. So why would you even want to know?
I mean, I think it's just for me to trust her, I guess. Like, I just get a weird feeling about her. And if I can just know that she's, you know, hasn't done anything weird, then maybe that'll be worse. I kind of want to know that she's, you know, got a past so that I can be like, oh, yeah, she's a neighbor. She's a little crazy. And then my husband might rethink his primping.
Yeah, men notoriously hate exotic dancers. Oh. So.
Ew. Finger down the throat.
All right, so I'm going to try to play defense attorney for Hottie Neighbor here, right? And so, Nicole, we are going to throw a little common sense up in this piece and that some, and listen, I don't work in logic, so my husband does. So the fact that I'm trying to step into logic right now and take emotion out of it is going to be a stretch for me, but I'm going to try.
Kristen's like, as a fellow hot neighbor who does yoga, I have to defend this woman.
Because what I'm saying, like, one, we recognize, let's all get on the same page here. We recognize what this woman does is absolutely none of our business. This is just like quintessential nosy neighbor behavior. And hi, I'm a fellow nosy neighbor, so I get it. And I'm not going to fault you for that. She's being accused of being flirty. One person's flirt is another person's polite. Maybe she's just a kind, polite person, but it's getting portrayed or skewed as being flirty. There's a fine line there for sure. I think the issue here is not with your hot neighbor, it's with your husband. And if you have seen noticeable changes in his behavior, like putting on cologne to take the trash cans out, yeah, before we even do a background check on the hot neighbor, you need to have a combo with your man.
No, we need to do a background check on your husband.
No.
I don't think we even need a background check. We just need his phone password in 15 minutes in a dark closet. We will find something on his phone that says that there's maybe something suspicious happening or some signs that he's been looking for some extracurricular activities.
Well, we've already spent the money on the background check, so we're going to do it.
Okay. And I get that. And Nicole, just so we are, again, on the same page, we did this background check. You're going to have this information. But again, there's nothing you can do with it. It's just because you're nosing and you want to know more about her. Because we're nosy.
I'm curious, though, Nicole, what professions would come up that would worry you and what professions would come up that don't worry you?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, definitely exotic dancer would worry me. Any sort of businesses that might be in that realm, you know, I think any sort of arrests might worry me.
I mean, you Nicole, know? What you should be worried about is HR reps from tech companies.
That's true. Yep.
I mean, and I don't think like a background check is going to say my job was OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So
I'm not exactly sure what we're going to find here.
A background check wouldn't, but Tommy's got a girl, has a woman, and she does digging online as well in social media. So if your hot neighbor does have an OnlyFans, I suspect that Tommy's PI was able to figure it out.
All right, we're going to give you the results from the background check. I'm only going to ask Tommy one question. In your opinion, because you know the answers from the PI, is there anything that you think that she should be concerned about?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's my dude.
This is The Bert Show.
We got ourselves a case. A real good case of aesthetic discrimination. Now, don't we?
Always coming after the hot people.
Don't we?
We do.
I've never experienced it, so I can only say that I'm witnessing it.
All right, so Nicole has hit us up, and she wanted us to use the connection we have. Tommy's got a PI, and she is a contact he met while he was working down in Miami, and she needed a background check on her new neighbor. Her new neighbor, she said, is...
It's a lot of H's and a lot of T's.
Apparently, she is a smoke show. She is gorgeous. She is stunning. She is breathtakingly beautiful. It's one of those people that you see and you're like, wow, that is a hot person. I am not afraid to admit.
She looks like an influencer.
Oh, my God.
She does yoga and drink matcha.
So much matcha. So, sorry. I just finished my second cup of coffee. So, she wants to do a background check because her husband, ever since the hottie has moved in next door, her husband's behaviors have slightly changed. He's shaving more regularly.
The mofo put on cologne to take out the bins.
He's putting Dracar on right before he goes out.
Maybe he wanted to smell good for the recycling bin.
Sure, whatever.
Tommy understands the Dracar
reference. Do they still even make that?
I think they do.
I think they do, too. Wow.
What is that?
In the Dracar 80s and early 90s, it was the S. That was the cologne that everybody in high school wore.
So women wore White Diamonds, men wore Dracar.
The Elizabeth Taylor perfume?
Well, yeah, White Diamonds was like the S for women back in the day, but Dracar is the male equivalent.
It was the Axe body spray of the 80s.
Yes!
That's a great way to put it.
There you go. So, Nicole requested a background check. She just wants to suss this person out. She's just being a nosy neighbor, let's be honest. I don't know what she's going to be able to do with this information, but she just wants to know. She needs a little peace of mind that she knows about this neighbor. And before we went to break, Bert asked Tommy, is there anything in there that should concern Nicole? And Tommy was like, absolutely.
Good tease, my man.
Yep.
Okay, Nicole, are you ready to hear what Tommy's PI found?
Ooh, I think so.
Yeah, well, you better buckle in, sweetie, because
throwing around sweetie?
She took out her PI shovel, and she did some digging on this one.
Oh, all right, I'm ready.
I apologize on behalf of Tommy for calling you sweetie, because that was uncomfortable for me.
I'm Southern. That's a Southern thing. That's gentlemanly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look at Cassie's face right now. Yeah. Cassie must still live on the north side of Atlanta because she's not buying it.
Hit me back when y'all been married 29 years. All right, so first things first, the basics. Her name is legit. She does own the home, which is next to yours. Mm-hmm. She has no criminal record.
Dang it.
But here's where it gets interesting.
She's just criminally hot.
So hot, in fact, Abby, she has landed three men and married them.
Oh.
So she's been married three times. And get this.
Okay.
All three of her ex-husbands were men she met while living in their respective neighborhoods.
Shut up.
How is that popping up on a...
And how do you know that? Right.
Because they match the addresses of both her and each husband, and they both are in the same neighborhood.
I don't know if that's
each one of them.
I don't know if that's worse than what I was initially thinking you were going to say, which is they're all dead.
I did too.
No, did you?
Would we rather them be dead?
No, they're not dead. Not that I know of.
That's good news.
Well, that's good.
So, and get this, each of them divorced their wives less than a year after she moved in.
Are you messing with us?
God. No. No.
What?
Our PI said she's like a suburban black widow.
She's a suburban siren.
Knew it. Oh my gosh.
And what? I think she was able to find this out in like some divorce court records or something. Evidently, there was like written transcripts that she could go through. One of the divorces happened when she said when the wife had gone out of town for a month long working. And then came back and found out what was going on.
One she met while the husband was taking out the trash. Doused in cologne.
And there's one more thing. Remember she said she, when you asked her about her work, she did dabbled online or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, our PI found out she used to run a relationship coaching blog. It was under a different name than her given legal name, where she gave advice like, and this is a quote from that, a man should never feel lonely just because his wife is busy chasing her career.
Serious? Are you messing with us?
No.
You're messing with us.
This is Dr. Steal Your Man.
The blog has been deleted now, but as we all know, internet lives forever. So if I were you, Nicole, I would keep a lockdown on your man.
Nicole, is the good news here maybe that she's so much better looking than your husband that she would never be interested in him? Is he ugly? Do we have that going for us?
No. Average. He's not like her. I don't know anybody like her.
Okay, let's talk strategy here. And Bert, I want your opinion on this because What if she's just sitting down to dinner with her husband and she's like, oh my God, you know what the neighbor told me about, you know, your hot neighbor? And she just tells her what she found out, that she has like broken up marriages in every neighborhood she lives. She breaks up the marriage and then marries the guy. Because I'm wondering if her husband finds out that this is just, like, they don't have anything special. There's no spark. She's just a serial black widow. Maybe he won't be interested.
Or he'll be more interested.
Yeah. He'll be like, so you're saying there's a chance? This might be easier than I thought. Don't need any Draco Noir.
Nicole, if he breaks out a razor.
The what? Is Harry Potter?
She said Draco Noir.
Potter.
The Burt Show.
Clearly, the honeymoon period is over for Rebecca and her new boyfriend. All the cutesy, everything he does is so cute. We're so connected. That period is coming to an end because she's here today for us to settle two differences that she and her boyfriend have today in our couples court. Oh, it all starts off so great. Everything they do is fantastic. Even the little itty bitty things that other people would find annoying, you find so cute because you're so connected, but not anymore.
Yeah, I'm in a classic pickle, classic couples court pickle that I think you guys have talked about before, which is why I am bringing this debate to the table, because I truly believe you will be balanced and fair, even though I'm right.
You can't sway the jury already.
I am correct.
All right, just so I have this right, my facts right, we are giving a fair and balanced argument when we only hear one side of it.
Give it your best shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's how the world works anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah, full disclosure, I have a written statement, and I texted him 5 minutes ago letting him know I was doing this.
Okay.
So I have his two-sentence text defense as well.
Okay. All right.
Here's the pickle. The disagreement is, I thought he loved me and I was wrong.
Oh, oh no.
So we've been dating.
I've seen that viral trend.
We've been dating. Actually, I don't know how long we've been dating. That's something he keeps track of.
It's been 4.5 months.
Abby, thank you.
Why do you know that? Because that's when you started to lose your friend?
Yeah. Every day I feel her slipping away.
No.
It's the last time she and Rebecca hung out.
No. Okay, so we've been dating for 4.5 months and things have been going very smoothly until very recently. And actually all had to do with the Burt Show live show. He came.
He did?
But yes, and he enjoyed it, by the way. Thought you guys were great.
How come no introduction, no nothing? What's up?
I got to meet him.
You embarrassed your family?
Only because I saw him in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know he was there. He didn't want to say hi?
No, he. You guys were so busy talking to listeners and fans and taking photos and stuff. He was actually outside with my other friend, Rachel. So Bert walked outside and was like, hey guys, how'd you like the show? And my boyfriend was like, oh, it was great. Like, I loved it, but didn't just have like the wherewithal to be like, I'm Rebecca's boyfriend, by the way.
Well, because that's not his job. It's your job to be like, hey, right. Bert, meet my boyfriend.
Right? I wasn't there. I think he also was a little scared to see people approach me. I think it makes it, he thinks it's a little surreal.
It is, right?
Yeah, it made him nervous.
Okay.
So he was outside hiding. Anyway, he was having trouble finding the venue. So I was like, well, I got to be inside. You know, the show's about to start. So let me just share my location with you. And that's what I did. I shared my location indefinitely so he could get to the venue. And he did not share his back, which is fine. I was literally just sharing it so that he could show up and find where I was.
Okay, so that's intent.
Yes.
Okay.
But then a few days pass and he still hasn't shared his location with me. So I brought it up. I said, hey, I don't know, my sweet darling boyfriend, you may not have absorbed that I actually sent my location to you forever. So you can always see where I am. And he said, oh, thanks.
When you say forever, it's basically a marriage proposal.
Exactly.
You get to follow me virtually for eternity.
I do feel like this is a big step. It is a big step, I think. Because, I mean, this is really like, okay, you know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Even though they're together all the time and he constantly knows where she is anyway.
Also true.
This might be my baggage talking, but I feel like it's a bigger step than saying I love you.
What?
Oh, that is your baggage showing.
Okay. Giving someone full access to you 24/7, even when you're not with them. Like, it's one thing to profess my feelings and tell you I love you and put myself up vulnerably. But for you to be able to contact me, reach me, find me 24 hours a day, and I have zero privacy because you're that important to me, that's a really big deal.
This is an argument that you and Chad got into. You talked about this on the air, and it didn't end well off the air.
No, it did not.
Okay, so
I have changed my opinions. It is an act of love, and I'm fine with it now after hearing his side of things. But
you no longer find it intrusive?
I don't, actually.
Good.
It was all good intentions and very loving, so that was my own baggage that I had to work through. But I still feel like it's a big deal.
I think if you're an independent person, that's a tough step, man. Like, it does feel like... I'm not going anywhere that I'm not supposed to be at all, but just it out there knowing where I am all the time was a big step, right? I don't care. She has mine. I have hers.
And I'm the polar opposite because I know how I maneuver through life. And I'm like, I need you to know where I am because I can need your help at any point in time. Right. So this, you are my safety net and I'm glad to have you.
That's a really good point, except I can't handle that kind of responsibility if something goes wrong with her. It now just dawned on me that my business manager needs to have access to Amanda and my location because we can't help each other.
You should have done that yesterday. You need to do that ASAP.
You are right.
Okay. Is it a big deal? Is it kind of crazy to always know where someone is? Yes, that's kind of insane. I just thought you loved me, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I'm going to read both of our statements, and then at the end, I want you guys to weigh in, and we will follow whatever your orders are. So here is my statement. Mm-hmm. Dear Kyle, do you care if I live or die? I assume you do, which is why I shared my location with you. I guess you don't care how I feel about your safety. Hence, why you refuse to share your location with me. Do you think I am crazy? Is that why you're afraid to share your location? Are you scared I'm going to pop up somewhere unannounced just because I know where you are? Does that sound so bad? I thought you liked hanging out with me. Full disclosure, it's not like I asked for your location to constantly track you or stalk you. I just want to make sure you're safe or see how close you are when we're meeting up. But now that I think about it, what the hell are you hiding, you freak? Share your location with me within 24 hours or suffer the consequences. The consequences being me deciding what you're doing based on my imagination. I know you're not cheating on me. Are you embarrassed for me to see how often you try to buy Pokemon cards? We've gotten past that. Kyle, I will level with you. I share my location with like 15 of my friends because that's what Gen Z does. I want to be young and hip. Please join me. Love you. Bye.
So I think you could take one sentence out of there. You're asking a rhetorical question. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, that might be asked and answered. Okay, and here's what he texted me 5 minutes ago.
You are something else.
All right. I just don't share my location with anyone. If you really want me to, I will. I don't think it's necessary. I'll always tell you where I am if you ask, and I'm always honest with you. I just find it creepy. And then he quickly replied again, you're not creepy. The location tracking being on is. And then he sent me a shrimp emoji and a little heart.
I forgot that's your love language.
Yeah.
They're like shrimp. The characters from You, whenever they say I wolf you, instead of saying I wolf, they go, I shrimp you.
I shrimp. Ew. All right, so there are two, right? So we'll handle one today.
Yes.
And then maybe one tomorrow. So do you want an overall, that's the word I'm looking for.
A judgment.
Yes, a judgment. Yes. Thank you.
Please give me your verdict and we will follow it to the letter.
Okay. So he said, if you want me to. Mm-hmm. This is like that classic argument in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. It's not if I want you to want to. If you don't want to, then don't do it.
Yeah.
like, either you do it because you want to, not because I want you to. I want you to want to.
Exactly.
But he doesn't want to, or he already would have.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So then don't share it. He can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a no share for me.
Abby? It does feel a little bit like he's leaving you hanging. Kind of like how Cassie said, I don't think it's the same thing as saying I love you verbally, but it does feel a little bit like you've said I love you and he just goes, thanks. So yeah. For me, I see your point where you either need to stop sharing your location and stop saying I love you because now it's just awkward, and just accept who he is, that he doesn't want to share it, or he needs to share it because now it needs to be more reciprocal.
You can't listen to Abby's advice here because she wants you guys to break up so she can start spending more time with you again.
And plotting your demise. Yeah.
You do have a tainted verdict.
Yeah, don't take everything I say with a grain of salt for your shrimp.
I actually think this is great for you guys, and I don't think he should share it if he's not gung-ho about it. I think this is maybe, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship, but I think every couple runs into instances where you've done everything together, and then you're like, oh, we're very different in this regard. And I think once you make it through that and accept him as he is, I think it's going to make your relationship even stronger. And then in a year, when you get into a fender bender and he can't find you because you turned your location off, you can guilt trip him into sharing your location.
Yeah, yes. I want to handle this with utter immaturity and say that there's an imbalance here I do not like. So if he's not down with sharing the location, you shall not be down either.
Disagree. Mm-hmm. Disagree. I used to, like, I'm all about matching energy in certain situations, but don't change who you are to stoop to his level. I do not feel like you should rescind your location. Mm-hmm. That's who you are.
Yeah.
You are sharing your location because you are an open and loving person. Huh. He needs to learn by your example. I think he'll get there. It's just going to take a really long time.
Cut him off.
Okay.
Cut him off.
Honestly, I'm confused, but thank you.
Well, Rebecca, this seems like a really difficult fight. I don't know if you're going to be able to get over it. I don't know if you guys can pass this. I think you guys should break up.
I knew this was going.
The Burt Show.
Here we go again. What is real? Here we go again. You can't even believe it.
It's the first question I had to ask. Because now I'm literally skeptical of anything I see on social media or the internet.
So my best friend John, who lives in San Diego still, and he and I have been best friends since like the sixth or seventh grade, right? He lives out in San Diego, and he just sent me a video of the pier at Ocean Beach. And Ocean Beach is the place I took these guys to while we were out in San Diego also. It's the best hamburger joint in the country. It's a place called Hodad, so we had to go there. So he just sent me a video of the pier just being tore up from the storms in San Diego. Now, this might be the remnants of the tsunami.
I'm assuming, yeah, from the tsunami that was going to hit Hawaii.
So it looks like this pier is just coming to the ground almost, man. So much water. And I'm showing Kristen, hey, we were just there. And she's like, is it real? And I'm like, I didn't even think about that.
Because I'm looking at it and it's terrifying footage. Like, I mean, these waves are just, like you said, trashing this pier. And you're like, oh, wow. But like, ever since the whole bear on a trampoline, bunny on a trampoline incident, uh-huh. I look at that and it looks incredibly real, but I'm like,
I don't know.
Is that legit or is that AI?
I do not know.
AI.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Shannon Sharpe is officially out at ESPN. This all started back in April when a woman filed a $50 million lawsuit against him. So here is your content warning for some more adult content. And also this trial or this case involving sexual assault. So a woman filed a $50 million lawsuit accusing him of rape and assault. Of course, he denied everything and said that the claims were false. He recently reached a confidential legal settlement in response to the civil lawsuit that had sought $50 million. She'd only been identified as Jane Doe, but a lot of people believe she was a certain OnlyFans creator. Both of them had acknowledged a long-term consensual and tumultuous relationship, and the lawsuit was dismissed with prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled. So he had to step away from First Take to be able to deal with it. And in July, of course, the lawsuit was settled privately. And then after that, ESPN made the decision to not bring him back. Sharp just spoke out about this on his podcast and said he actually knew ESPN was letting him go a few days before the announcement, but he asked them to wait because of his brother Sterling. He was being inducted into the Hall of Fame and he didn't want to steal his moment. Of course, he apologized to Sterling publicly and said he's at peace with everything and moving forward with his podcast. It means he's going to be out of about $7 million annually. So, yeah, you know, be careful what decisions you're making because it's not just, you know, people you're hurting, but it's also your own wallet. Okay, Neil McDonough, he's known for his work on Yellowstone in Suits, but he's also opening up about the reason why he believes that Hollywood turned on him, and it has everything to do with a clause he had in some of his contracts. This is a quote-unquote no-kiss clause, which he says made him unable to book acting gigs. He said, I'd always had in my contracts that I wouldn't kiss another woman on screen. He said, my wife didn't really have a problem with it, but it was me who had a problem. I was like, yeah, I don't want to put you through it. I know we're going to start having kids and I don't want to put my kids through it. Meaning like she's okay with it, but like, I don't want you to watch me kissing some other woman and I don't want my kids seeing me kiss some other woman. So very interesting, and I don't know if it's controversial, but out of the ordinary clause for an actor, for sure.
I don't want him. It sounds a little like he's playing the victim, though. I mean, he stood on business, stood on his values, stood on his integrity, and now he's not getting parts that would put him in situations where that was possible. So he stuck up for himself, so don't complain about it.
Yeah, so when it comes to, I get like the no nudity clauses, etc. As far as the kissing clause, it's because there's so many movies, television shows, whatever, that involve romance of some sort, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of the plot. It's like you're an actor, like you're pretending to be in love with somebody. So like the no kissing clause, if your significant other is pursuing this as a career, I feel like that comes with the territory. So if you're going to put in there that you're not going to kiss anybody else, which is completely your prerogative, you have to expect Hollywood to be like, yeah man, when we try to do those CGI kisses, it looks so fake. Like
the AI kisses.
Oh,
but nowadays they're so realistic. We can't tell what's real and what's fake.
And that's hard to backtrack from with your wife also. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to start kissing chicks.
Yeah. And you got to start paying the bills. And be like, hey, did you see that eviction notice? I need to start macking lips with Angelina Jolie or whoever they're going to pair them up with.
And I mean, I know there are those rare occurrences where like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie met on the set, you know, of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then like there's a blossoming romance, and then all that stuff with Jennifer Aniston, etc. So I know that that's a plausibility, but I feel like you're an actor. Like this just kind of, this comes with the territory.
You put up a boundary. Good for you.
Yeah.
And Hollywood's respecting your boundary. I don't understand what the argument is.
They're like, go work somewhere else. Yeah. Enjoy Whataburger. And for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.